Britain has officially recognized Libya's main opposition group as the country's legitimate government, and Wednesday expelled all diplomats from Muammar Gaddafi's regime. Foreign Secretary William Hague said Britain is also allowing the National Transitional Council, which is based in Benghazi, access to £91 million of Libyan oil assets, which had been frozen by the British government.
This decision reflects the National Transitional Council's increasing legitimacy, competence, and success in reaching out to Libyans across the country. Through its actions, the National Transitional Council has shown its commitment to a more open and democratic Libya, something that it is working to achieve through an inclusive political process. This is in stark contrast to Gaddafi, whose brutality against the Libyan people has stripped him of all legitimacy.
Britain's diplomatic moves implement a decision made at a July 15th meeting in Istanbul, during which Britain, the United States, and 30 other nations recognized Libya's main opposition group as the country's legitimate government. A popular uprising seeking to oust Gaddafi broke out in February, and rebels, supported by NATO airstrikes, controlled the east of the country, as well as pockets in the west. But Gaddafi still controls the capital, Tripoli. I'm Charles Collins.